Hey, everybody. It's the end of Charlie Kirk Show. Darren Beatty from Revolver.News helps us unpack how do we dismantle the administrative state and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. And I will see many of you this Sunday with Carrie Lake, Blake Masters, and Ron DeSantis Sunday evening at 6 p.m. You can get your tickets at tpaction.com. That is tpaction.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Play some pieces of tape here. I want to play this one here, which shows the political implications of the raid. Play cut 59.
Within the Republican Party, this is gold, because it's not just the base. Other Republicans outside the base are rallying behind him. But in the general election, you look at people like Tim Ryan in Ohio, J.D. Vance in Ohio, Mastriano in Pennsylvania, and this guy Blake Masters running in Arizona. I work for an organization called Center Street. We're releasing some interesting data tomorrow. Blake Masters is in a lot of trouble because these people have to toe this extremist line.
Mm-hmm. So CNN says that it's good for, it's beyond the base, but it really wonders how it changes the political calculus. It makes you think. It really does. I think that it's a massive stimulus. It's a huge boost in more ways than one. Cut 60, Florida Attorney General Moody calls out Biden, stop cowering behind a cough. Play cut 60.
And I think it's incumbent upon this president, you know, this is no time in the history of our nation to cower behind a cough. Come out,
right. Speak
with the American people, assure them that the DOJ and the FBI particularly is not being weaponized, or assure them that you will direct the Department of Justice to explain why this overwhelming tactic was used. I think it's important to the strength and stability of this nation.
Joining us now is Darren Beatty from Revolver.News. Darren, welcome back to the program. I want to start kind of at square one with you here. The significance, your take on the raid, your thoughts.
Well, it's huge. The Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, Joe Biden's Department of Justice, they've crossed the Rubicon here. I mean, they've engaged in egregious politicization of the national security apparatus of the Justice Department before. But this act is just too overt. It's too outrageous. It's too egregious. And they've overstepped their bounds. And that's why they're panicking. That's why they're engaged in an exercise of frenetic finger pointing, trying to lay all the blame at Christopher Wray when we know that this had to be approved at much higher levels. Because they know they overstepped their bounds. And what that means is the ball is in our court. The ball is in the court of the Republicans, of the GOP. And now it's just a question of what to do with it. Because if you drop the ball, it's going to be more of the same and even worse. So it's time to get very serious, very responsible, come up with a real plan and implement it.
What is that plan?
Well, the plan is multi-pronged. For now, I would say, frankly, a lot of it has to wait until the GOP takes over the Congress. But once that happens, and I assume it will, I think it will, the Democrats have already created a lot of weapons that would be ripe for use by the Republicans if they're willing to do so. I think there are a number of issues that we need to get to the bottom of that could warrant the creation of committees along the lines of the January 6th committee to get to the bottom. Go all the way back to the Russia hoax, which the FBI was complicit in. Go into the failed Michigan Whitmer entrapment plot. Get to the bottom of that. Get to the bottom of January 6th. Get to the bottom of this raid. Identify the top 10, 15, 20 operatives in the deep state and Biden's Justice Department and hit them with subpoenas. And if they don't comply with those subpoenas, we already know what's going to happen because that's exactly what they're doing to us.
Yeah, but their DOJ, Darren, is not going to prosecute contempt of Congress. That's the problem, right? It takes a DOJ to do that.
Well, we can create the pressure. You just need to create the pressure, at least issue the subpoenas, and then, you know, the ball's in their court at that point. Mm-hmm. See if they're going to go ahead and prosecute it. We need to get these committees. We might need even need something independent independent of Biden's Department of Justice, partially for the reasons that you described. But it's time to turn those weapons against them. Another idea that I propose that seems to be gaining quite a great deal of traction. The GOP is sitting on a lot of money. Sitting on a lot of money. We all get those emails. Hey,
they're ridiculous. They're incessant.
we need your help here. Give us another 1,000. Give us another 10,000. They've got a lot of money to burn, and usually they burn it on stupid stuff that is not effective. I propose that the GOP set up a fund that could provide support and defense for patriots within the security establishment, within the FBI, within the CIA, within the upper levels of the Department of Justice and other agencies who are willing to come forward as whistleblowers and expose just how deep the rot has gotten. There needs to be a real effort on the part of GOP to provide support for such patriots, assuming that they exist anymore. And I do think there are patriots still inside of these organizations that want to come out. They want to do the right thing. They want to talk about how dark it's gotten within what should be our nation's premier law enforcement agencies, within our premier intelligence agencies. They want to expose it, but they don't think they have the support. So I think one really powerful, effective, and somewhat outside the box idea for the GOP to get on board with, if they want to play hardball, set up a fund that would give such potential whistleblowers the support they need. Just within the past month, we saw the value of that. Whistleblower came out and exposed what was going on in the FBI related to these reports of domestic extremism, how there is some rogue agent that was just pushing things into domestic extremism to amplify the false narrative that Trump supporters are all like de facto ISIS level threats. We've seen it in relation to how the FBI treated the Hunter Biden issue. We've got to be kidding ourselves if we think those are the only things or that's how deep it goes. And so we really need to be encouraging whistleblowers to come out and begin this difficult but utterly necessary process of cleaning house within our law enforcement and intelligence bureaucracies.
Well, and I've said also our state attorneys general need to start raiding Democrat groups where we believe there is crimes that exist. They need to feel as if there is pressure on pressure. I said this, and I say it for a couple reasons. It's true, but also I'm not running for anything. We need to move the Overton window of what is actually possible. So we have 27 state attorneys general, right? So let's just take a couple of these. We have BLM groups. We have the chemical castration groups. We have the groomers. We have, how about the ones in Arizona or Texas of nonprofit groups that are funneling people across the border illegally, right? Just go raid them. Get a warrant. Do it legally. Here's what would happen. What would happen is if we raided the Sierra Club for foreign intervention, which is what they do, they get money from Russia and all this stuff, it's been shown. Mm-hmm. If we raided BLM, all of a sudden they'd be blowing up senators' phones, being like, this was really dumb. You see, you never should have raided Trump's home. Good. Now you realize there's a price for this. Minute remaining, Darren, your thoughts.
No, I think that's a tremendous idea. It needs to be a multi-pronged assault, but it needs to be based on an understanding that they've gone too far, they screwed up, and now it's time for them to pay the price. And any Republican who is not thinking in those terms is not fit for the time that we're in.
That's exactly right. Look, there are food shortages happening all across the world right now. Are you prepared? I have the most amazing preparedness plan thanks to My Patriot Supply. and you have to go to preparewithkirk.com. Look, you are 9 meals away from anarchy. Do you see all these food plants blowing up? Do you have preparedness food? If not, you are not properly protecting your family. I do. I'm going to be fine. My family will be well fed. Go to preparewithkirk.com and you'll save $50 on a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. I don't trust the government. Do you? You think they're going to feed you when things fall apart? And you might say, oh, Charlie will never fall apart. Right. Well, I'll be fed. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, and their 4-week food kit contains enough meals for one person for nearly a month with 2,000 calories a day. Get one kit for each person in your family. There's no limit to how many you can order. Just make sure you have this food when you need it, which could be soon. Get it today at preparewithkirk.com. You'll save $50 and get free shipping as well. I'm sure you don't want to stand in government food lines, so make the proper precautions now. That is preparewithkirk.com, preparewithkirk.com. Go to preparewithkirk.com. What a time to be alive. CNN.com says, feds removed documents from Mar-a-Lago in June. Yeah, what they don't say is that it was done cooperatively and collaboratively with Trump. CNN.com also has, Biden won't allow Trump to muddy his victory lap. Darren, how do you think, if at all, this will change the attitude of the conservative movement? My theory is that this is a seismic shift. It is a reference point. It's a wake-up call. It is something to remind people if they ever get out of line. What's your thoughts?
Well, I would certainly hope so, because if it isn't the case, then we're simply done. I mean, if this happens and it doesn't get people in line with what the actual threat is, what I've been saying, what you've been saying, is that basically we can think about elections all the time. It's important to win elections. Winning elections is a necessary condition. It's not a sufficient condition. And we've seen this, like Christopher Wray, appointed by Trump, operating within a deep state that existed concurrently with Trump's presidency and did everything it could to overthrow, overturn, undermine the presidency from every angle imaginable. And this is why I've said from the beginning, politics, in the sense that we understand it, will continue to be fake and performative unless this national security apparatus,
yes,
unless FBI, unless they're brought to heel. This is going to require elected officials who are willing to step into a dangerous territory. They need to step into a territory that's not the comfortable zone of pointing fingers at Democrats and playing typical partisan games. It requires stepping into a very dangerous zone that ruffles feathers of very powerful and ruthless institutions, yes, like the FBI.
And they will spy on you. They'll spy on you like they spied on the Church and Pike Committee.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, what they're capable of doing, look what they do to the few people who actually exhibit capability to fight. Look what they've done to Matt Gaetz. Anybody who's a genuine threat, they will do things to make your life very uncomfortable and inconvenient at best. And that's unfortunate, because it just changes the nature of what politics is in the country. It raises the stakes to something that a lot of people, understandably, are not willing to deal with. But unless that's done, we don't have a country, we don't have a democracy, everything is fake, and we're going to get more of the same and even worse. And so that's why Republicans need to get together, take this seriously, come up with a real plan,
yes,
and implement.
So Darren, if I were to, if I was master czar of the Republican Party, of which I'm not, I would appoint you as the architect of what a Church and Pike Committee would look like. Remind our audience what the Church and Pike Committee was, how successful they were, where they actually failed, and what you would do now.
Good luck. That's a great question. I'm thinking I need to write an article.
No,
about
you do,
this,
because people don't have an understanding of it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, the Church Committee, in short, was a congressional committee set up to address the abuses that have been rampant within the intelligence community, within the FBI. It unearthed a whole host of crazy things that if any citizen had heard them in a different context, yep, would immediately dismiss as the most outlandish conspiracy theory they've ever heard. The Church Committee did have support it did have some degree of influence and legitimacy that I think it would be more difficult to produce now, given how profoundly asymmetrical institutional power is in the United States. But this is, again, just a reality we have to deal with. There needs to be a committee within Congress with real bite, with yes. real legitimacy, that can go through and execute its own search warrant yes. against our national
That's
security
exactly
bureaucracy.
Right. And so we have to have you back, Darren. Let's, you know, have you back to kind of what would that look like? The same way they had the January 6th committee, there needs to be a Jordan committee, right? There was the Indeed. Church committee, there was the Pike committee. You can call it the Jordan committee. And with the sole intent and purpose to get to the bottom of the administrative state apparatus. Now, where Jordan might need some coaching from the outside, not coaching, but just some prompting, is you have to stay focused. When you're going after a Leviathan with that many employees, you could go years and not find anything. So you have to Yes. stay focused on time, place, and manner. People, remember, you need to find the whistleblowers, isolate them, and elevate them. These people have not been held accountable since 1975 when we found about the heart attack gun, Operation COINTELPRO, Operation Mockingbird, Operation Shamrock, Operation Family Jewels, all the CIA and FBI operations that were uncovered, and thanks to the Church and Pike Committee. Darren, I'm leaving it to you to go lead the way on that. You have an ability to do that. We're out of time. Revolver.news. Thank you, Darren. Appreciate it. Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer and the Bible, or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who's one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arne I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun interactive quiz and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz, charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. charlie4hillsdale.com. Merrick Garland will address the country. I almost guarantee you will have an overemphasis on potential violence against the FBI, of which we don't support and we denounce. But I think that's going to be a main focus of his speech, pleading to people not to do that. That will be a misrepresentation of what we're really talking about here, which is why on earth was there a military invasion of President Trump's home, of which lasted 270 man hours, 9.5 hours total, and President Trump's lawyers were not allowed in the room. What was that all about? Did you know about it, Merrick Garland? Did you sign off on it? What was the process? What's the reason? Why was Donald Trump not treated with the Department of Justice guidelines properly? Will you admit mistake? We ask for apology. Do you regret it? Do you regret it? There's a lot of questions that we need answers here. So Merrick Garland will be stepping up to address the entire country. And I am infinitely curious how this will go through. But I don't think, here's the basic. Here's my prediction. You're not going to learn a lot. There'll be a lot of open-ended statements. And look, this is, he'll say something like, this is, you know, just a typical search done by our law enforcement agents, and we can't allow the disinformation or the misinformation to come after us, and just kind of this slow thing, and won't take any questions, and then he'll dash away. And I think he'll distance himself, by the way, from direct involvement. I don't think he's going to own this, of which is a completely and totally unacceptable thing. We shall see. And many people up and down the ladder, John Solomon to Kash Patel, confirmed he had to know, had to know. Now, remember my original prediction. I think there is an argument, though, to be made that if you raid Trump, it gives you some oxygen to then go take care of Hunter Biden. So then you can remove Biden all the while keeping the pressure on Trump. I still will remain to that theory. We gave that one earlier in the week. That I think Hunter Biden will be indicted before the end of the year. Not because he, of course, he did stuff wrong, or because Democrats have some commitment to the rule of law, because Biden is getting in the way. That's why. Biden is an annoyance, and they want Biden to be removed. You can email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. I'm going to get to one of these questions here. One of the reasons they raided his home is because they were hoping to find him noncompliant, where they were early told him to put a lock on the door. If he had not done that, they would have used that as a security measure against him. It's really smart. Michael Jennings, who calls himself a student of Charlie Kirk. You're very kind. Thank you for listening. freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to get to another question here. This one here is, buckle up, everybody. Monday's raid was a test. Combined with the leak about the IRS weaponized, let's see what the right does. You can bet bigger things are coming. freedom@charliekirk.com. Piece of comment here about our interview with Daniel Horowitz. Both of you are spot on, in my opinion. He explained what, in a way that even a tree can understand. Wow. This is very interesting. This email. I'm a 70-year-old guy who never voted prior to President Trump. Now I'm all in. By the way, I'm happy to see so many young firebrands on the right side. Yes, there's a lot of us. That is totally true. Let's go to this one here. Cut 35. They say they don't like the term raid. I wonder if Merrick Garland will use that term. Probably not. He'll say he'll probably start very factual. He'll say, on this day, they executed a lawful and legally authorized search warrant. Yeah. Play cut 35.
Agents, by the way, don't like the word raid. They don't like it. It sounds like it's some kind of, you know, extra judicial, non-legal thing. It's the execution of a search warrant. It's a court authorized search warrant. But the word raid, they don't like it. They want to say they executed a search warrant. All of that going on, meticulous searching. Even, you know, I've seen situations where devices, electronic devices, thumb drives are being searched for.
It's so funny. This guest says, oh, it's a raid. And then almost immediately they change the cry on. No, it's a invasion. It is an occupation. 9.5 hours. What were they doing at Mar-a-Lago for 9.5 hours? Yeah, let's go to cut 61 and cut 62. This is all the way back in the Church and Pike Committee, the exact same committees we need to reinstitute. Play cut 61.
A whistleblower, a former Army counterintelligence captain, provided details in 1970 in a published account that was published by the Washington Monthly of a nationwide Army domestic intelligence program. Members of Congress didn't know anything about it. It had been secret for running for about a decade, and the whole purpose was to monitor political dissent in the United States, those who voiced opposition to the U.S. domestic and foreign policies.
And then cut 62.
Did you inform the FBI about planned violence prior to that incident?
Sir, I gave them FBI information pertaining to the Freedom Riders' assault approximately 3 weeks before it occurred.
And what did you tell them?
I stated to them that I had been contacted by a Birmingham City detective who in turn wanted me to meet with a high-ranking officer of the Birmingham Police Department to set a reception for the Freedom Riders.
You mean the Birmingham policeman set up the beating of the Freedom Riders and you told the FBI that?
That's correct, sir.
Those are just two pieces of evidence that came out of the Church and Pike Committee, and they did everything they possibly could to cover themselves up. We have not had a forensic examination of the intelligence agencies since 1975. They have gone untouched. In fact, we've created new ones. Department of Homeland Security happened after 9/11. We have a strengthened NSA, a national security agency. The FBI is completely out of control. We've not had one since then. Just imagine how much more they've metastasized. Imagine the other things they're involved in. By the way, Senator Church examined the IRS, and they found widespread abuses. Most people don't know that. The administrative state is the unelected government that is running your country. It's against everything the founding fathers laid as the foundation of our country. Consent of the governed, separation of powers, checks and balances. Senator Church focused on the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, and the IRS. It literally is a shadow government. We call it the deep state. But what I think is important, though, it's also wide as it is deep. It's in every single corner of our government. And a lot of you are probably wondering, how do they get the people for this? How do they get the personnel for this? It actually ties perfectly to my book, The College Scam. If it wasn't for the manufacturing facility, if it wasn't for the assembly line of statists, they would not be able to staff the FBI or the IRS. Colleges made it possible to staff our government against our citizens. If it wasn't for colleges, if it wasn't for higher education, where would they find the revolutionaries that, as Saul Alinsky would say, would slick their hair back and wear a three-piece suit, not go into the streets with a clenched fist and a Molotov cocktail? You see, colleges provided the personnel necessary to build the deep state. And far too many conservatives for years in the 1980s, 1990s. In fact, George H.W. Bush was on board with this whole program. Early 2000s, we never recognized or realized truly the virus that was implanting within the deepest chasms of our own government. It is top to bottom now. How do you reform the administrative state? It's going to take a very long time. And they have all of the defense and all of the protection of the regime media. They all look out for each other. Washington Post is not going to get audited anytime soon. New York Times is not going to get audited anytime soon. These senators that defend these, they're not going to get raided anytime soon. They're a friend of the regime. They feel comfortable. And instead, they want to use the power to go after the dissidents. This is nothing new. Tyrants do this all the time. Fear and free stuff. Fear and free stuff. Those are the two ways tyrants always control the citizenry. Now, a massive brick in the, let's say, building we have to build brick by brick is a massive MAGA win in November. Now, it's very interesting. I don't know if I believe this or not, but some of the recent polling, if you believe the polling, shows major problems for some Republicans for Senate races. Now, again, I don't believe the polling, but the polling is so out of whack, it shows some pretty deep concern. So you go to some of the polls, for example, you go to Georgia, it shows Raphael Warnock is up 4 points, 9 points in the latest poll, 4 points in another poll to Herschel Walker. Now, I think that could probably tighten. It also, I think, is a suppression poll. This is how outrageous these polls have become, though, in Arizona. It's ridiculous. It shows that Blake Masters, according to the latest poll, is down 14 points. I don't believe it. As Rush Limbaugh would say, these are suppression polls. They are designed with the intent to keep you at home, to try to have you not show up, and not donate or work for the selected candidates. This weekend on Sunday, we're going to have, it looks like, well over 4,000 people. I don't know if we're actually going to hit that number. That's what I'm being told. But even if it's half that, let's just say thousands of people for Carrie Lake, Blake Masters, and Governor DeSantis in Arizona. We're doing our work. We got to keep on moving, everybody. I think, here's my prediction. I could be wrong. After Trump's raid, I think we're going to have a sold-out venue on Sunday. I think people are so fired up, they want to be around like-minded people and just scream. I don't blame them. If you want to come to our rally this weekend with Governor DeSantis and with Carrie Lake and with Blake Masters, you go to tpaction.com. That is tpaction.com/events. So it's tpaction.com/events. We'll also put it up at charliekirk.com. We're promoting it on social media. Look, I have no idea how many people are going to show up. You know, we do tickets here. We're not charging for tickets. We're a grassroots organization. We want to. I can't stand these Republican organizations. Give me $25, and that will stop the raid. Yeah, okay, shut up. Enough. It drives me nuts. But we will ask there at the event if you guys can pitch in. We deeply appreciate it. You know, there'll be some ways to give and some ways to donate for Turning Point Action. Deeply appreciative of that. Appreciative of that. And then we have Carrie Lake. I'll be there. Blake Masters and Governor DeSantis will be there on Sunday. And so I think it's going to be amazing. In Phoenix, Arizona. Also, we have other events coming up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Youngstown, Ohio. The one in Pittsburgh is an unbelievable event. And so Governor DeSantis, I think, could play a very big role there and really help things out. Glenn emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. I contacted the senator's office about the ad that posted on the IRS website for agents. Charlie said part of it said required firearm ability and willingness to use deadly force. Does anyone have a screenshot of this ad? Senator Hovind's office would like to obtain a copy of that screenshot. Yes. Yes, we will send to you. And yeah, they deleted the job posting after we talked about it. Not just us, but... And there it is, right there. Okay. Hey, Charlie, since most IRS agents owe back taxes or have never paid taxes, are the new agents going to raid their homes or lock them up in solitary confinement? Just asking for a friend. That is interesting. I don't know most IRS agents owe back taxes. I have no idea whether or not that's true or not. But they don't. Them auditing themselves, the whole thing is so ridiculously corrupt. There is a mountain of important news when it comes to the vaccine, when it comes to what's going on in Fargo, North Dakota with the Pledge of Allegiance, when it goes to the war on children, when it goes to monkeypox. We're going to make the AMA. We're going to try to not focus on the raid in the AMA. That's going to be our goal. Just because we've done so much coverage on the raid, it's been super important. We'll try to weave in, obviously, the elements are all the same. The philosophies don't change, but there's so many other stories we want to get to. I do want to get to one of those other stories here that I think is important. There is a realignment happening that I think is really profound. We have Joe Rogan, you have Bill Maher, and also Russell Brand. Russell Brand has always been an anti-government guy. And he's, you know, been anti-conservative at times. But he's become a very articulate, and I have to say, courageous voice. I used to find him rather obnoxious, I'll be very honest. He's almost in the Ron Paul vein, but he's very helpful right now in the cause for liberty. Candace went on a show a little while ago. I'd love to meet Russell. In fact, when I go to the Oxford Union, maybe I could do a show with Russell Brand. That might be really fun. Yeah, I'm actually going out in November. So play cut 71, Russell Brand.
I've made a lot of mistakes. I've been wrong many times, but I'm beginning to think I'm right about this. The mainstream media is not your friend. The culture is not your friend. The government is not your friend. Big business is not your friend. They are operating collegiately in unison to create a set of systems that are beneficial to them and disadvantage you.
That's exactly right. The government is coming together in more ways than one to try to disenfranchise you, to try to unite the forces against the people. I have hope when people like Russell Brand, people like Joe Rogan and others really get on message. I truly do. As always, you can email us freedom@charliekirk.com. We have a lot of people asking about the rally coming up Sunday in Phoenix. Again, it's tpaction.com. If you guys run into any problems ever, this is just a standing offer. Please, if you run into any problems with ticketing or anything with Turning Point events, just email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Get there early. It's this Sunday starting at 6 p.m. at the Arizona Financial Theater, 400 West Washington Street. Carrie Lake, Ron DeSantis, Blake Masters, and I believe we'll be streaming it live on the Charlie Kirk YouTube and Charlie Kirk Rumble as well. The media coverage of this is going to be off the charts. So email us freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. We're one of the top podcasts on the planet, thanks to you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We deeply appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.